Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis, and we've got a lot of people here in the studio to talk about, I guess, what might be considered the marijuana holiday, right? It is 420, and coming up, it will be 420, and it's a big time of the year for those who are into medical marijuana, into adult use marijuana, and we're going to find out what all of that means, what the 420 is all about. Brandon Levine is here. He is the CEO of Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for being here. It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
We also have Armando Franco. He is the general manager of Mercy Wellness. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. And then, of course, Joe Sullivan is here. He's our leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Michelle.
So a little bit later, we're going to be talking with David Miller Hershon. He is with Heavy Hitters and Mammoth Distribution. But right now, let's get into 420, what this is. Brandon, as the CEO, can you give us some insight into what 420 is all about?
It's kind of a complicated answer here because nobody really knows the exact answer.
Right.
But, you know, there was a lot of thought that it goes back to Marin County, and there was a meeting time by a group called the Waldos at 420 after high school. And so that's kind of like one of the main stories is the Waldos came up with this time 420. Then it became time for everybody to smoke at 420.
Okay.
And then it, as a community, everybody just says, oh, we're going to smoke at 420. And then it becomes a date. And then,
right.
You know, now that it becomes more commercialized, everybody says, well, let's throw parties on it. And
okay.
It's kind of like how Christmas is now for, you know, it's a Christmas of cannabis. So
sure, sure.
It gives us all a chance to consume cannabis at the same time on the same day. And it's really... You know, it adds to the whole community of what we do.
Right. And the community, the culture of cannabis is something that as it became legal here in California, do you think that culture is still a part of it? Are we losing part of the meaning of the culture, or do you think it's just growing?
I don't know. I think the culture is just getting better and better.
Yeah.
You know, you have there's always a dark side to everything, but with regulation and education, we're really starting to see, you know, people take a lot of pride and care in the products that are being made. And with that, they also put on events that are very well produced and we all get to enjoy them. And I do see cannabis as a culture type of barrier breaker where and I've said this to all of my guys, you could be at a concert and not know anybody there and you light up a joint and you automatically have like four or five friends.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're holding a beer in that same concert, it's most likely you're going to be sitting there holding a beer the whole time by yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So it does really, you know, break that barrier where you're like, you might be an introvert or somebody that doesn't get out much, but it forces everybody to be your friend.
Right. That's true. That marijuana can be much more social than hanging out and just having a beer.
So that's what 420 is kind of about, is just bringing all that together.
Sure. So Mercy Wellness, when did Mercy Wellness first open their doors, and were you celebrating 420 at that time?
Well, it was June 30th, so we weren't celebrating 420
right.
as far as the date, but every day at 420.
Okay.
You know, we actually would give stuff away that first, I don't know, a year that we were open at 420. If you were there at 420, we would give you a free joint.
Wow.
We kind of just forgot about that, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, on that first 420, it was real small because we were one of only a handful of dispensaries, but I think we fed all of our patients then hot dogs, and we had a hot dog vendor there, and it was real small. I think we had a pop-up tent, and then the next year it turned into, you know, more pop-up tents.
Right, right. Armando, when did you come on at Mercy Wellness?
I've been there like 7 years now, okay. Almost eight.
Yeah.
And my first 420 experience was very small. And I've seen the progression of it to where it looked like the stock market you see in the movies, just tickets and people trying to get in, waving their hands. It was like organized chaos.
Right, right.
You know, so compared to now, the last few years, we're like a well-oiled machine.
Sure.
He got to enjoy the hot dogs, too.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I came for the hot dogs, you know. That was.
And he stayed around for the job.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, he was already on board. Him and I started this in high school.
Oh, really?
Selling cannabis. We did that to pay for our lunch money.
Oh my goodness. So it's been a part of your life for quite some time.
We won't tell anybody that.
No, we won't. No. No one is listening anyway. Right? Right? This is, we're not on the radio. Actually, we are. So let's talk about how the 420 celebration really has grown and what you've got in store for this year.
It just, like I said, grown from, well, we're not in tents anymore, so that's a nice thing.
Yes.
Oh, I take that back. We do have a movie screening in the tent. We do Cheech and Chong and a video projector.
Okay, classic. Okay.
But we've extended our reach out to a lot of our providers as far as products. Joe's been working on getting all the vendors in there, so... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a mini expo where a lot of the... our manufacturers and cultivators and people that are providing product to us get a chance to have that interface with the customers, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, we cater it and we do some games and raffles and giveaways and stuff. So
that's very fun.
I mean, it's just bigger each year. We learn a little bit more from the year before, mm-hmm. but I think this year is probably going to be a little bit different, just having as many vendors as we do. And like I said, Joe's been pretty good about keeping in contact and making sure that they also have a bunch of promotional stuff too. So
yeah, sure. How many people show up for your celebrations?
Well over 1,000 will show up.
Really?
I don't want to predict anything yet because
right.
I don't like getting my hopes up. But,
sure, sure.
Well over 1,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, with these new laws, it also allows a new demographic of people to experience this 420 event because it was medical for the longest time.
Right.
And so now with this new laws, this new demographic is to come in and see what that culture is all about and mm-hmm. experience and, you know, kind of make it part of our Sonoma County culture, really.
Yeah. Are you seeing then here in the last couple of years since adult use has been available, you know, people who have either never tried marijuana or their experience was back in the 70s or something like that?
100%. You know, how we present ourselves, the way it looks, people come in and it removes that stigma. And
yeah.
People bring their friends in like, no, it's not what you think. And, mm-hmm. you know, so that's one of the services we provide is that atmosphere.
Right. That's excellent.
I think we kind of like, I mean, it's been years. This is our third build out. We built it out to make it feel comfortable that you can bring your grandmother there.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's no Bob Marley posters. Not that I don't like them, but they're not there. It's a, you know, the atmosphere is kind of that of walking into almost like a spa, because a lot of, like you said, some people just don't know what to expect, and
right.
So we try and make it as comfortable as possible.
Right, and welcoming. So will you be able to, when you come for the celebration on April 20th to Mercy Wellness in Cotati, will you be able to then go into the store? Is it all happening inside of the store or anything happening outside of your storefront?
None of it is inside the store, so
okay.
It will not impact, well, it will impact indirectly, but it won't impact the actual sales floor.
Okay.
We have a couple thousand square feet next door in the warehouse,
mm-hmm.
and we've got... prepped it all out for the party.
Oh, cool. That's
yeah.
great. Okay. So should people maybe carpool? Because the
Yes,
the,
please.
Okay, good. I was going to say. The parking lot there in front of Mercy Wellness in Cotati, I'm sure, is going to be
there
packed.
Is a lot of parking, but yes, it is always a challenge with any event that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Parking is definitely a restricting factor.
Sure, sure. But it doesn't. What are the hours going to be for your celebration? Do you know?
9 to 7.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe coming in with the save.
You guys.
Excellent. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to talk more about some of the vendors that you would see here at the 420 celebration and in general at Mercy Wellness. You are listening to Can I Help You? If you have any questions, the best thing to do is to send an email to Can I Help You? That's C-A-N-N-A. Can I Help You? At mercywellness.com. Again, Can I Help You? At mercywellness.com. Of course, you can just go by and visit and check it out for yourself. That's a great way to learn more as well and educate yourself. Mercywellness.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Hello, I'm Joyce Stafala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free 1 hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me now is Joe Sullivan. He is a leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness, also a Sharks fan. I like your jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And David Miller Hershon is the North Bay account manager for Heavy Hitters and Mammoth Distribution. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So let's talk a little bit about the product that David is with.
Yeah, sure. So Heavy Hitters is a vape cart company. Mm-hmm. He also works with Mammoth Distribution, who helps distribute their products. I'm just going to jump right in with you, David. Where is Heavy Hitters from, and why don't we let the listeners know in what the story is about them?
Yeah, so Heavy Hitters is the original SoCal vape company. We offer the best tasting and most enjoyable high. We have our own proprietary strains, different proprietary terpene profiles, and cannabinoid profiles. We use a true ceramic heating element and cold filter our distillate. And our founders were originals in the cannabis space, and we still really focus on, you know, cultivating that sort of originals mentality and the community.
So for those that may not know, what are terpenes? We can break that down for them real quick. What is a terpene?
Yeah, so a terpene is just a chemical flavonoid. It's what provides both the taste and the effects of the different strain profiles in cannabis as well as in other, you know, herbs. And
right, right. When I think about terpenes, I think they're kind of like essential oils, right?
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah, exactly. They okay. They take those out and reintroduce them into the oil.
Oh, okay.
And make
okay.
those. So in the spirit of the strains, what are your favorite strains that you guys have?
Yeah, so personally, I love our Purple Punch. If I'm just looking to relax at the end of the day, it's got a really nice flavor profile. If I'm looking to get something done on the weekend, you know, clean the house or go out on a hike, I love the lemonade. It's a really tasty.
Get I like a little, that one too. Yeah, that one is good.
Yeah, and I really appreciate our 710 Connoisseur offering. 710 is kind of an insider in the same way that 420 is a cannabis oil. Thing. Oil, if you flip it upside down. What it is it's a terpene-free. It's just our distillate. And why I like that is that it gives us an offering for people who might be sensitive to terpenes or who just want to see what the oil is like.
Awesome. And then, so what's new for Heavy Hitters?
So we're really excited right now about the Hot Box Challenge.
What's the Hot Box Challenge?
So you can go on to the hotboxchallenge.com to get the full details. But basically, it's a 1-minute video that you make and submit. It's a competition just to see who can come up with the most creative hot box. Really cool prizes, like including a full year supply of Heavy Hitters cartridges, tickets to outside lands, and even a trip to Amsterdam.
What? Can I submit a video?
Yeah, please do.
All right, perfect.
Now, there may be some people who have no idea what hot boxing is. Can we talk about that?
So I should put in a little disclaimer that please go on, look at the rules, because hot box traditionally is not something that we would promote nowadays because of the laws around
it. Yeah, you don't want to drive and use cannabis. Hot boxing refers to like being in a closed environment and smoking the room out.
Gotcha.
It's definitely a communal experience.
Check out Heavy Hitters on Instagram at Heavy Hitters TPC, you can see some examples to make it spark some creativity around that.
Awesome. And now, I know what you're doing for 420. What are you doing for 420?
Yeah, so I personally will be at Mercy Wellness in house all day. We'll have some special treats and some promotions. I love getting FaceTime in with users of the product, big fans, as well as people who are curious. So I'll be there to kind of give info, have some swag. We'll be running deals with you guys. But if you're not going to be in the area and want to check us out somewhere else, you can check us out at heavyhitters.co, that's C-O, and we'll have a full list of the events where we'll be at as a company.
Yeah, I'm excited for 420 after that last segment.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about 420, specifically at Mercy Wellness in Cotati. So what are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. Brandon alluded to it earlier. I've been in contact with the vendors. Mm-hmm. This is one of those opportunities where they do get to see everybody, and they want to interact with the customers, but they also want to give back to the customers. So we do some promos and stuff like that for them there. They bring a lot of swag. We do raffles. We have one company. You know, that donated a beach cruiser that were, you know, so it's pretty cool. So we're going to be doing some raffles like that. And then there's 26 different companies that are participating in this event for our store. So I'm very grateful for that. They've been very giving. We have 10 that are going to be in-house all day. Heavy Hitters will be one of them. One of them also is a company that we work closely with, Kaliva, and they're actually donating in the theme of 420, 4.20% of their profits for the month to a charity. It's called Clear My Record, which is a program by Code for America. And what they do is they work to get criminal records for cannabis expunged from areas where it's now legal. Right now they're doing that in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
And that can make a huge difference for someone if they have a history and they were caught before it was legal. I mean, that could really hurt someone's ability to get a job
exactly.
or anything.
That's the main thing. The focus there is being able to make sure that people can find employment. Right. You know, so that's a big deal. But yeah, like I said, tons of prizes, tons of fun. Mm-hmm. We have the people that'll be in house. We'll have Kiva Chocolates. They do chocolate bars, CBD and THC. Papa and Barkley, who we've had on this show before. Carvana, Heavy Hitters, Corova, which does cookies and stuff like that, which are really good. And then Curiosity Shop. Our friends at Curiosity Shop will be there. I know Brandon said it's catered. It is. We have a local company called F.A. Nino's, which will be doing barbecue street tacos. I know I'll be eating a few of those.
I know Frank.
I'll be taking advantage of that for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah, Chuck. So they're great people. And cool. I'm really excited to have them there. They're going to be feeding everybody, making them happy. We have a company called Emerald Sky, which does licorice. They do a medicated licorice. They'll have unmedicated samples for tastings. And it's going to be a good time. We Brandon puts a lot of attention on this day. And rightfully so. So I think there's we got the pool table and ping pong, and we'll have a DJ there. And he did allude to the theater room. We have a theater room where it's basically a pop-up tent with a projection of all the Cheech and Chong movies running all day.
So cool.
We have a green screen with a big rideable joint that you can take pictures on. Yeah, he created that. He did that. He's amazing. So and we do a bunch of games. We have a bunch of fun games to do, beanbag toss, darts, stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's really fun. What about educational opportunities on 420?
Sure. So that's another part of it. So most times that what you'll have is they'll bring in their top experts or their brand ambassadors, the people that really know, all about the product. Mm-hmm. And then that gives them a lot of one-on-one time to talk about that. We have a company called Sweet Relief that we carry. They're an amazing topical company. They've been with us for a very long time, and it took them a while to relaunch their brand after all of the regulations changed. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say that they have.
Great.
And they're back, so they'll be there, and they'll get to talk education on what makes their product better, and they'll be able to tell them how it's made and where it's made from. I know there'll be some educational videos played at some of those booths and tables where it shows like how they source the material, the way they go through it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing too, that as people are learning more about cannabis, they want to know what's behind it. What is the process for, making your distillate, or where do your plants come from? How are they treated? Those kinds of things.
Yeah. And the best part about it is that most of the people that are going to be in-house carry multiple brands. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be able to touch on a multitude of subjects. There's Care by Design is there. Absolute Extracts, and there's just going to be a really, really good opportunity for that connection, which is what it's pretty much all about. So,
can you come to Mercy Wellness on April 20th for this celebration and not buy anything?
Of course you can. Yeah, it's a party.
Yeah.
Come on by. Please come on by. That's one of the things I love about Mercy. Like Brandon said, we want to make it comfortable for everybody.
Right.
I've literally walked through the lobby and seen someone sitting there, and I literally asked them, like, have you been helped? They're like, I'm just having a bad day. Came in to read the paper. Is that okay? I sat down, had a drink of water with them, said hello. It was one of the coolest experiences I've had at Mercy. So to have that kind of environment and to be able to foster that and not lose that culture when we've grown has been really special. And I would want anyone that wants to come down to come share in that.
Right. Yeah,
definitely.
Do you hear stories on 420 that people share with you about their experiences with cannabis?
All the time, yeah. That's one of the things I like about it, because I'm not on the front of the house as much anymore, which was part of my favorite part of the job, was just talking to everybody. But, it gives you a chance to connect. Most people tell stories of their 420. My birthday is the 19th.
Oh, really?
And we always joke. I was born late at night. I always joked with my mom, like, oh, you couldn't wait one more, few more hours.
Or move to a different time zone, Mom, and have
so
me then.
It's always been kind of like a really, it's always been kind of like a fun weekend for myself.
Oh, that's great.
But, yeah, everyone shares stories. I was talking with Brandon before, like, I remember waking up at 4:20 a.m. to smoke on 4:20 a.m. on 4:20.
Right.
So I could hit all the 420s. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh,
it's
that's
a thing.
Funny.
So. It's special. I think it's near and dear to every person's heart that loves the plant. And it's a communal thing, and everyone kind of just gets together. So
cool. Do you have any tips for anyone? Like, should you arrive early?
Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up. We are asking most of our customers there's a park and ride parking lot that's across the street from Mercy Wellness.
Okay.
The parking lot will be, pretty packed. Mm-hmm. They do a great job. The buttenders do an excellent job of moving the line. And like Armando said, it is a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a lot of people. And so, if you want to park across the street, feel free. The parking ride's there. And then we're right there. We'll be going off. And then I would say get there early because there will be some promotional stuff that probably won't be around all day.
Okay.
But we can tell everyone that our raffle will be held at 4:20.
Okay.
On
4:20. Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So it is a big party. It's also an opportunity to really educate yourself. And I think that's one of the most important things about this show.
Yes.
And about some of the mission of Mercy Wellness. Yep. Is that education is so important with this new, it's relatively new, at least for a big portion of our population.
And there's lots of take-home, educational materials.
Yeah.
So when you go there, most of the people, you'll get a bag, someone will have a bag, and then you can literally go booth to booth, table by table. Feel free to ask as many questions as you want. That's what the brand ambassadors and the educators love because, it makes the time go by better, and they love educating. And then they'll be able to take pamphlets home, that they can read later and really be able to, do the research.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it will be very fun. April 20th, what's the time?
It's from 9 to 7 on April 20th, and the raffle will be at 4:20.
All right, great. All right. All at Mercy Wellness. You can learn more at mercywellness.com. David, thank you for coming in and sharing the story of your brand.
Thanks for having me.
And we will see you again in 2 weeks right back here on Can I Help You? This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.